Thanks, Wanda. The suit claims that NBC portrayed Zimmerman as a racist by airing an edited clip of a 911 call he made before shooting and killing Trayvon Martin. Seminole County Circuit Judge Deborah Nelson says Zimmerman's attorneys waited too long before asking NBC for a correction. Nelson has yet to rule on three additional broadcasts that also reference the tape. Zimmerman's lawyers say the network edited his call in a defamatory manner, but NBC claims shooting Trayvon Martin made the former neighborhood watch volunteer a public figure, and that there's no evidence the network acted with actual malice. Judge Nelson also presided over Zimmerman's criminal case in 2012. The U.S. State Department released a report today on the state of human trafficking worldwide. Historically, Florida has been an active location for human trafficking. In 2013, more than 1,700 calls from Florida were made to the National Human Trafficking Resource Center. That's the third highest number of calls nationwide. Laura Germino is a coordinator with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. It's a workers' rights group based in Florida that also aims to end human trafficking. Germino says the high number of calls to the trafficking hotline means outreach efforts are having an impact.
When there is more awareness of the issue and when people feel like there is a way to report something and that we can fight this crime, then you are going to have people stepping forward and saying, I believe something's going on here.
More than 68% of calls to the National Human Trafficking Resource Center were related to the sex trade. The Florida panther population is up. That will likely mean more panthers in Central Florida. Amy Green reports.
Wildlife officials estimate the panther population at between 100 and 180. Kip Froelich of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says that might be more than what their habitat south of the Coosahatchee River in southwest Florida can support.
They're really not a South Florida cat that's only found in the swamp, but naturally, before they were hunted and numbers reduced, naturally they occurred all over Florida, and we believe that slowly over time that can occur again.
Historically, panthers were in seven states. They were listed as endangered in the 1970s. Their population was as low as in the 30s. Wildlife officials say panthers require large tracts of land to roam. They're working with private landowners in anticipation of more human interaction. I'm Mimi Green in Orlando.
Florida has the highest rate of child drownings in the country, but research shows black children in particular have a higher risk. You can find that and other stories on our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.